Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Transformation Cafe, a weekly half hour of light, topical conversation about spirituality, healing, energy, alternative medicine, higher levels of consciousness, and other insights. We're glad you're here. Transformation Cafe, a fun way to nourish your spirit. Now, let's get started and introduce our diners for tonight's show.
I want to welcome everybody to Transformation Cafe. We got a kind of special night tonight. We're a couple days away from the wonderful Valentine's Day, so we got a lot of love going on in the air. We're going to be talking a lot about joy tonight. We have a guest chef, and we'll be introducing her in just a couple minutes. Mr. Jamie, how are you doing tonight?
Well, I'm doing okay. Nice and mild weather up here, about 55 degrees or so. No snow or rain or anything. Very nice.
So it's a beautiful night in Seattle. Can't complain.
Right.
Like, you know, and of course, because we're going to be joyful about the weather.
Right.
Right?
Enjoying
totally joyful
the weather.
About the weather. Yes, exactly. Exactly. So that's awesome. Miss Gloria, how are you tonight?
I got the joy down in my heart.
You got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart. Where? Okay, that's good. And are you feeling the love? Are you feeling the love with Valentine's Day?
I'm feeling the love.
Okay, that's awesome. That's awesome. So tonight we're going to be talking to a wonderful Dr. Alexandra Parnas, and she's a doctor of divinity. Hey, Miss Alexandra, how are you tonight?
Oh, I am so good. Just full of happiness.
So good. You're so good. It sounds like we're setting up for a joke here. I am so good.
And just how good,
she's so
are
good.
You?
She's written a book. I know. She's written a book called Activate Joy. And actually, how I found out about Dr. Alexandra was my friend and lovely sister, Amy Frost. And Amy's been on the show a few times. So if you guys actually go back to any of our archives with the episodes, she's done some stuff on laughter and also in joy as well. So, you know, it's like you guys are like two peas in a pod, right?
Yes.
Definitely.
I love your sister.
Okay. I know. I love that. I love that. So we're going to talk about joy tonight. And so just to let everybody know, Activate Joy is available through Amazon. Is that correct?
And any bookstore. It's a published book, I'm proud to say. So Barnes & Noble or any of the bookstores carry it. But it's easy to get on Amazon.
Okay, great. Okay, great. So we're just going to dive right into all this kinds of stuff. So I'm going to go ahead and read your bio because I think it's just something we should be really proud about. Dr. Divinity, and she's our ordained minister, a doctor of divinity, as I said, a trained clairvoyant healer and a dedicated teacher. She's a teacher of teachers. And she's also the founder of the Inner Focus Church and the Inner Focus Advanced Energy Healing School, which is an international vehicle to just bring enlightenment and also world peace. I mean, and Dr. Alexandra is located in Las Vegas, Nevada. So that's a great place to be able to have all your stuff going on. I think that's wonderful. How long have you been in Vegas?
35 years. I'm
a
New York
Vegas
person. Yeah, Vegas called me.
Vegas.
I stay here because it's so easy to travel around the world. You know, just Vegas is just a real easy place to get in and out of. And it's always warm.
It's always warm. Well, and warm's kind of a relative thing. Of course, if you look at all the cold weather that the East has had this year, it's definitely been warmer. That's for darn sure. Oh, my goodness.
I know.
Okay, so when it...
Heart.
Yes. We're joyful about that. We're joyful for that. So, so how did you decide to be writing about activating joy? And why is it called Activate Joy instead of activations or anything else that could have been it? I'm sure you really were very mindful when you picked that word to activate.
Oh, you bet. Well, just a little of my background. I was a pastor in a church for 9 years. And then I realized that there was such a great need in the world for and I use the word healing gently, but expansion and being able to see beyond the pain and suffering. So I formed a school, the Advanced Energy Healing School, and taught internationally for all these years. And, of course, you know, you've got hundreds and hundreds of students, and it was a four-year school. So you get to really touch into people's deep pain. And I realized that it was really difficult for people to get happy. Or not so much that they couldn't get there, but holding it was always an issue. So I began to develop a lot of different techniques that I used in the school and in my practice. And that's kind of how the book really wanted to come into being, because it was like, wait a minute, this is our time. Everybody knows this is a time of awakening, and you've got to activate your joy by understanding how to hold on to it. And to me, that's the essence of the book. If you get happy, you got to hold happiness. And so many people go into, you know, fear-based thoughts or limiting beliefs so quickly that that's been my goal. So basically, that's the whole idea, is live your life beyond your limitations. It's possible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was going to be my next question when it comes, because the subtitle is Live Your Life Beyond Limitations. And, you know, is it really possible to be in that where you would live beyond, you know, live your life beyond limitations?
It's not only possible, but I have just in these past couple of weeks really received some amazing information. You know, I'm a channel. I work with a lot of different energies and beings. And I woke up one morning with the mind of a servant of the heart. And being Valentine's Day, I write a weekly newsletter, which people can go to activatejoy.com and sign up for. It's free. And in the newsletter, I'm working out how you do this. So what are my limitations? My limitations are my belief systems. My limitations are feeling I'm not worthy. My limitations are thinking that I need other people's approval. And like, so those are just some examples of limitations. So I began to really work with this idea of the mind is a servant of the heart. And what does that mean? Because when people call me and they'll say, I'm in a lot of pain. I went through a divorce, and my heart is in pain. And I said, no, your heart's not in pain. Your heart has no pain. It's your mind. I have a chapter in the book called The Yabbits, and this is over years of teaching that I learned these things from my students. And that is, you have subpersonality belief systems that keep you limited because they think they're keeping you safe. And a lot of this, Robin, is really the idea of understanding how you're working. How does my heart work? How does my mind work? And when I'm grabbing a hold of this idea that my heart is really where I'm headed, it's my heart that I really want to listen to, not my mind. And we've had it backwards, in my opinion. We've had it backwards all of our life. So that's kind of my short take on it.
Oh, I love your short take. And I really, you know, and I think that's really kind of profound anyway, because isn't it only like 12 or 15 inches from your head to your heart? It's like the longest foot, you know, when it comes to the level of distance, I think, in the world. But yet it's sometimes the closest when it comes to something like that. And it's all that inner work that we can do with ourselves. So I just really love that's, you know, really such a strong message for yourself and what you're really putting out there with just so many people that you're touching in your work that you do. So I just really want to thank you for that level of, you know, teaching the teachers and being out there and really helping people to understand, you know, in a gentle way how we can change the world. And it really, I truly believe, too, that it comes from our hearts. So, you know, and I was reading the other day about every emotion comes from the ocean of joy. And I thought that
Absolutely.
Was just such a beautiful thing. Yeah, and a lot of people don't realize how powerful and how expansive joy is. And, you know, like you were saying, you know, people are afraid. You know, it's kind of reminds me of Nelson Mandela when he talked about, You know, it's our light that we're afraid of, not the darkness. It's how much we can be a light in the world. So it's really kind of coming more from that one, that sense of joyness that we have.
Kind of where I come from is trying to understand why this is so. Trying to understand how the mind works so that we can not be afraid of our heart. So many people are scared of getting hurt. You know, I don't want to go into this relationship because I'm going to get hurt. I was with my longtime friend today. We were driving out just in the beautiful, beautiful sunlight. And she's recently divorced. And she kept saying to me, my heart's in so much pain, and I miss him, and I want to be back with him, blah, blah, blah. And I said, your heart is not in pain. Your mind has you convinced that you can't deserve anything more. And so my work in the world is helping you change the way you think about joy, which is the ultimate, and how you think about yourself. You got to love yourself. Self-love is the key to everything. If that isn't in place, you just are not going to be able to hold that energy further.
That's wonderful. Yeah, one of the things that I love that you talk about in the book is that we need to align with what we want. And I really wanted to ask you, you know, is it really that important when it comes to joy? Is that like a key component to us being able to be in joy?
It is so critical. And I'll tell you why. So all of your listeners, just think about, can you have what you want? I had a whole campaign for a year and a half that I taught this idea of my world, my way. That this is my world. I'm a sovereign being, and I am of myself. And other people have tried to tell me, no, you're not. You're not quite as good as, or something else. But I just turned 75 this year, and I've lived long enough and worked hard enough in my life that I will tell you, you are a sovereign being. And as a sovereign being, that means you own your world. When you give it away to other people, you give up that ownership. Not completely, but somewhat. Do you understand what I mean? So in that process now, you want to reach out into that place and say, joy is possible. It's changing the semantics. It's looking at your life like you really do create your reality. I was very fortunate, and I know you've read this in the book because it's the very first chapter. I lived in New York City, and my hometown was Vestal, New York. So one year, I met Jane Roberts, who wrote the Cess material, and she invited me to come up to their classes. I was teaching art at the time, and so I had a particular experience, and so I traveled from New York City to Elmira every single week in the early 70s, and Seth came through. He's a great being who came to deliver some of this teaching. He said, you create your own reality. You're the only one that does. And so all these years it's taken me, like it takes any person who's really working on these levels, no matter what they are, it takes time to be able to really understand that. And I finally, for my own personal self, have got it. That's how the book really wanted to be written. It wanted to be written because I want people to know you're in charge of your life. Nobody else is. And joy is that what you're reaching for. So when I say I want, so here's the piece. What do I want? Well, I want to be content. I want to know that my world is okay, even though bad things are happening in the world. So when I want something and I know that it's okay for me to have it because I have built that foundation of self-love, then the universe conspires to give it to me. It's a vibrational frequency. You create, like a song, Pharrell on one of my Wendy's program that I was on, they asked me to pick a song, and it's Happy. I mean, when I first listened to Pharrell Williams with Happy, that was my song. Happiness is my truth. And so if I want happiness, I am going to create a vibrational frequency where that's the only thing I can experience. And it takes time. You're not going to get that overnight. But the wanting is a key because it sets the frequency. And I've got one more thing I have to say underneath that, and that is what I've learned is if I go against things that I know I am struggling with, like money, for example, or relationships or anything like that, then I want to stay kind of away from that and say, I want abundance in my life. I do sessions. People call me out of the blue. I have no idea how they got my name or anything, but I know it's because I want to deliver this message. I want to help people, and so the universe gives me what I want. Does that help?
Yeah, that helps a lot, yeah. And I agree with you about the Pharrell song. I'm so glad that he won a Grammy with that. I thought that was great. So I'm like, how could he
wasn't
not?
He wonderful?
It was just such
he sang
a,
it. I mean,
yeah.
I just about jumped out of my seat listening to him.
You can't help but not want to move around and dance when I hear that song. Yeah, you know, everybody, you know, and it's funny because like anytime you go shopping or you're anywhere and you see that comes on, you just kind of watch people and they're all bopping around. They can't help themselves. It automatically, it just kind of instills in you and makes you want to start jumping around. So it's really cool. I just think that's so, it's been a blessing. It reminds me of when we had, Don't Worry, Be Happy. It was kind of like another just really theme for a while there with everybody, you know, when we had the other happy song out there. So periodically we've got the new version going on there. Yeah, yeah. So that's very good. I wanted to talk about something that you had in the book, too, that I thought was something I really wanted our listeners to get into, because you talk about that it's very important for your emotional debt. You need to be able to get rid of it. And I wanted to really have you define what emotional debt is and then why it is so important to let that go.
Well, I'll go back to the story of my friend in the car today. Because the divorce was difficult and hard, as many people know, we all go through our hard stuff. When you hang on to things, it creates emotional debt. And that emotional debt very often has been built over your lifetime. There are things that you berate yourself for. For example, let me try and give you one good example. I create emotional debt when I feel guilty about something I did when I was a young mother, and I don't feel like I treated my child the best I could have treated them. Then the child gets sick, and you're trying to figure out how to make them better. The savior complex kicks in. And when you can't, or when you don't know how to move beyond that, I really have to say that there, you create this emotional debt that just weighs you down until you literally become bankrupt of your own joy. You can't find joy because you're overridden with pain, suffering, mostly guilt. Guilt is the worst thing in the whole world. So one of the most important chapters in the book is the blessing chapter. And I will just say this because being a minister for so many years, I have a very strong connection with Jesus. I don't necessarily see him like many people do. He's my friend. I have to get up Sunday morning to give a talk, and I don't know what to talk about. I ask him, okay, what do you want to say today? So in the midst of writing this book, I asked a simple question of him one morning, and I said, what does it take to be a Christ? You know, what does it take to be you? Now, that might sound outrageous to people, but I have no, you know, I'll ask anything. Well, the answer has blown me away for these past 4 or 5 years now, and that is to bless everything and condemn nothing. And that is a test. That's a test. So taking it back, releasing your emotional debt that you have created for yourself over your lifetime you begin to bless yourself. I went through one solid year of practicing blessing everything about me. I wrote myself thank you notes. When I would do my classes, I'd say, okay, everybody gets to write themselves a thank you note. What have you done good for yourself this past however long? So that's, I want to give people a way to do it. As a teacher, I know you need something to work toward. So that's the most important thing. Write yourself a thank you note and give yourself all of the appreciation for who you are and what you've done in your world. And boy, oh boy, it just changes everything. You mm-hmm. move beyond, you know, the guilt stuff, the feeling bad about yourself, all these kinds of things. It's been amazing, I will say, from my own experience and the work I've done with other people. It just, they go, huh? You know, what? I'm going to write myself a thank you note. But can you see mm-hmm. how it's mm-hmm. like self flowers?
mm-hmm.
My flower lady.
I think it's wonderful. Yeah, it is like flowers. I mean, you know, when you give, you always think about giving flowers to somebody else, but when you take the time to stop and actually buy something for yourself, it's just so wonderful. I mean, you know, when I do flower readings for people, that's one thing that I encourage people to do now is like go and buy some flowers and then bring them to the, you know, the session, and we'll talk about it and see what the flowers want to say. So it's very, very, it can be so sweet. So sweet when the flowers really recognize, you know, that love of something that you're yearning to know about yourself, to be reminded about that, rehearted about that, you know, restored
well,
about that.
This week was my week of red tulips. I bought myself a. And
oh, nice.
They start out all big and tall, and now today, 4 days later, they're just all over the place. They're sprawling. And
yeah.
I love tulips.
Yeah, and I love how they keep growing and the way that they open up, and they're so intricate inside. The pattern,
yep.
and the color change, even the colors change. It's really nice when they're going through their just their maturity, how much they'll change and just be really doing just really wonderful things. I wanted to go back to what you said, though, about, you know, the whole thing about being Jesus. And what was being reminded for me when you were saying that is, you know, everybody always says, you know, what would Jesus do, right? When it comes to that
yeah.
level of having some kind of something happen, it's like when you know, you stop yourself and say, well, what would Jesus do? And I love how you were saying, if I were Jesus, you know, what would
yeah.
I be? How would I do? How would I do that? And I think that's just so much more of being able to embody the heart energy when you come from, you know, if I were Jesus. Instead
yeah,
of saying,
I,
what would he
I...
do? It's like, what would I do? Because it's coming, it's making, taking responsibility for that. Go ahead, Gloria.
I wanted to add that a while ago I decided that I would act as Jesus instead of what would Jesus do, you know, while
uh-huh.
still maintaining who I am. I've really made a concerted effort to come from the space of acting as Jesus would or acting as
uh-huh.
God would, and realizing that as you do it, it really there's a sense of wholeness, of being more complete, because you know that you're acting from a space that you believe is good and right.
Uh-huh.
Absolutely. But you see that word acting, Gloria, is in, you say, why activation? Why activate rather than activation? Because I believe in imperatives, and the word activate is an imperative. So when you act as if you were a Christ or you were, you know, Jesus or whomever, or even Buddha, any of those precious sweethearts, then you are activating that within you. Let me make this point because this is critical for people to understand. The minute you start acting as if and you begin to go into that place, that's the point of activation. That's the point that says, oh, I might have a new idea here, and maybe my old limiting thought processes are going to lead me into a brand new way of thinking, and then I'm going to make brand new friends. You know, and Amy is a perfect example. I did a little thingamajigger here in Las Vegas. She came by And it was like little sparks. So I said, you're like a little 4th of July person. And I love that. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that was making new friends, having all brand new ideas about something. That's what that activation piece is. That's why the word mm-hmm. is so important.
Oh, I love how that was just came back and we're able to just really define that just so much more. Yeah, because like one thing that Alexandra has said is she did this wonderful flyer at the beginning of January that she was handing out, and actually Amy had passed it on to me. It was activating joy and the blessing of birthing your yes.
Yeah.
And I thought that was just so wonderful the way you put that together. And, you know, it's really kind of like, to me, it's like birthing your joy. You know, it's the blessing of the choices that you're making by taking personal responsibility for the way that you're going to move forward. And like Gloria was just lovingly saying, you know, I chose, you know, to be like that. I chose to move in that direction, to activate. And I think that's so great about, you know, you want to talk a little bit about activating a yes. I think, you know, that's the same. To me, saying yes and coming from levels of joy are just pretty much just so much the same when it comes to something like that, because it's that the mystery of, you know, what's next, it's the wonders of life when you're willing to just, you know, take that initiative and being able to say yes to yourself or yes to situations and opportunities.
Yes, absolutely. That's absolutely the whole idea, because you've got to say yes to yourself. I have to say yes that I'm a worthy, deserving person. I have a right to my place in this universe, and so do you. And the other part of this that I'd love to bring in is really honoring and celebrating you and what you do. And this is part of being able to live beyond limitations instead of condemning what you do or thinking that it's wrong. And surely we have tons of challenges in the world we can talk about with that. But I don't like to go there. I like to kind of just stay with you and your everyday challenges and how you can say yes to a situation that might come up that could tune in. This just happened to me 2 days ago. And this is part of the practice. I really want to underline, you have got to practice this because it isn't the norm. We're brand new people. We are birthing a new world here. And people like to think like we think. We need more of us to come out and talk. So my fiance and I were starting to get into a little tiff driving the car. And I decided I wasn't going to do that. I made a choice. I pulled over and I said, well, you're obviously not happy the way I'm driving, so I'm going to let you drive and I'm going to listen to music. And it stopped everything. There was, I already know better. I can't always practice it, I'll be honest. But in that instance, it was like, okay, what do I need to do to stop the momentum of the negative energy that's starting to mm-hmm. ruin my morning? I don't want it ruined. Mm-hmm. I want to be happy today. Mm-hmm. So that's a key piece, is to see it coming, stop it, and just move on that flow of love, that flow of energy. I'm not going to keep that going. I want to be happy. Happiness is
that's
my
wonderful.
Truth.
Yay, joy is your truth. Gosh, joy is your truth. We got about a minute left, and actually we can go
a little bit
longer. But I wanted to make sure that
an hour.
I know, it goes so fast. We need 3 hours with you. So can you tell a little bit about what's coming up? You've got an event that's going to be happening in Sedona, and I'd love for you to make sure to tell people about that and any other things you have coming up that we can be checking that out. So we want to talk a little bit about Sedona.
Well, my longtime teacher and partner in the school and I are doing a retreat. It's a 3-day retreat where we are going to do everything I'm talking about, working with the heart and really understanding how the heart is where we want to be. That's where joy is. Joy is in the heart. It absolutely is. So that retreat is in April. It's 3 days down in Sedona. We have a gorgeous place that we go to, and it's going to be very small. So we're only accepting 15, 18 people so that we can really go deep, deep, deep. The other thing I do I do a lot of breakthrough sessions, and I also do intuitive mastery classes, and I've got that coming up tomorrow night starting. It's always on Wednesday nights. So all of that can be found on the website. I have a brand new website, I need to say. It's just simply alexandra.com. Don't you love, oh, alexandraparnes.com. Because someone told me that I need to brand myself. And it's not mm-hmm. something I ever did. This was part of loving me, being able to say, mm-hmm. wait a minute, I need to put my name on something I've created. And I never did that before.
Right.
It was brand new for me. So alexandraparnes.com.
Okay, and we'll make sure to have that as a link on the show. So if anybody, check the information there, there'll be a link to for being able to purchase her book and also to be able to go to the website as well and be able to check things out. And if you'd like to leave a question or comment for Alexandria or myself or just anything that's going on, you know, go ahead and let us know, or if you have ideas that we can go ahead and have her back, because we definitely need to talk about joy just so much more in the world, and especially with this lovely lady. So we want to make sure to put that on there. So anything else you want to make sure that you share?
I just want to share Happy Valentine's Day. Know that it is a very important day because there are millions of people trying to make somebody else happy, and I love it. Share the joy. And so Valentine's Day is a power day. Enjoy it.
It is a power day. You know what? And buy some beautiful thank you cards for yourself for Valentine's Day. I think that would be a wonderful gift you can give to yourself.
And
give yourself
flowers.
Some thank you cards.
I love flowers.
Buy some flowers. You know, and if you're local with flowers for you in Riverside, California, please give me a call. I'll take care of it for you. But, just get yourself some thank you cards, and I think that would be lovely. So thank you, Alexandra. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Well, thank you for asking me. It's just been so delightful, and I would love to come back.
Okay, we'll talk about that, and, you know, we'll hopefully get you on next month, and maybe we can start doing it on a regular basis and have something we'll talk about. Because I think it's definitely, like you said, more of us need to be out there really expressing ourselves and just having people feel comfortable with, you know, the joy of the world and how that it's something that it isn't just for Christmas. It's 24/7.
That's right. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. We'll see you here next time at the cafe. Thanks for joining us.
We hope you enjoyed listening to the Transformation Cafe podcast. To learn more, visit transformation-cafe.com for show notes, guest information, and links to previous shows. You can also subscribe to the Transformation Cafe podcast on iTunes. Join us again next time at the Transformation Cafe, a fun place to nourish your soul.